Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Introverted Leader, 3rd Edition, Building on Your Quiet Strength, by Jennifer B. Conweiler, Ph.D., narrated by Terry Schnaubelt. Preface. I'm perfectly happy being alone, as long as there are books and thoughts. Arianna Huffington. The Rise of the Introverts. Introverts rock. People often think that a big, vibrant personality is needed to succeed in the workplace. That simply is not true. Often, it is the quietest people who have the loudest minds. Unfortunately, many introverts feel excluded, overlooked, or misunderstood, and our workplace cultures are still skewed toward extroverts. The hopeful news, however, is that introverts are finding their voice, and the world is starting to awaken to the power of introverted leaders. When I wrote the first edition of The Introverted Leader 15 years ago, it was before introversion was part of the global conversation. Back then, people thought the book title was an oxymoron. "How can you be a leader and an introvert?" they asked. One reporter told me that she couldn't get any senior leaders to admit on the record that they were introverts. The bias about quieter leaders was pronounced. I continually had to explain how introvert traits, such as listening, preparation, and calmness, are great qualities found in excellent leaders. My consulting work with organizations had shown me the need for a book that laid out a framework for introverted leaders to succeed. Though I searched, I couldn't find any books on the topic, so I decided to write one. I knew that introverts needed a practical guide to becoming successful leaders, but I didn't expect the passionate and appreciative reactions that I received from around the world after the book was published. The Introverted Leader has been translated into multiple languages, and I have traveled the planet from Singapore to Spain, from Vietnam to Paraguay. Readers were grateful that the leadership challenges introverts face were finally being addressed, and they appreciated the strategies the book provided. Focusing on introverted leaders was an idea whose time had come. Today, a strong case is being made for the importance of recognizing and valuing introverts' gifts and contributions. Many writers, among them Susan Cain and Sophia Dembling, have added their voices to the call for quiet strengths to be recognized and appreciated. Each year, new books, virtual summits, and articles are written to support and elevate introverts at work. There are even introvert weeks. More executive coaches are focusing on introverts in their practices. We have also had a strong reception to our podcast, Introvert Ally, which aims to change culture by having conversations with successful introverted leaders and their allies. We can call this phenomenon the rise of the introverts. Introverts are embracing who they really are instead of trying to change themselves into some extroverted image of who they think they should be. As a longtime ally, I am so pleased about this evolution. The next wave for introverted leaders. I see the next wave of the introvert revolution as going beyond equipping people with more skills to adapt to extrovert-dominant cultures. The revolution will be about transforming workplaces to become more inclusive. This is starting to take hold in organizations across the world, where diversity of style and temperament is becoming increasingly important to consider in addition to attention to race, ethnicity, and gender. For example, hiring managers are thinking about how to get the best from introverts in interviews. Employee resource groups to support and advocate for introverts are taking hold in many companies. Senior leaders are reflecting on how workspaces can be organized to give introverts places to retreat and reflect. Meetings are being structured to include both writing and talking time. Companies realize that focusing on introverts makes good business sense. New research. Until now, little, if any, research on introverted leadership existed. Now, a growing list of research studies and media coverage provides intriguing new data about introverted leaders. For the first time, serious academic research is being conducted on the qualities of introverts, the conditions introverts need to perform their best, the correlation between introverted leadership and company performance, and even the brains of introverts. This academic work shows no signs of slowing down. I include highlights from such research in this edition. Over the past decade, I too have conducted research using surveys, interviews, and case study analysis. I have collected many new insights from my consulting work. Based on the questions from our community, I researched what makes introverts successful at work, including how they influence and work with extroverts to achieve strong results. After The Introverted Leader, I wrote Quiet Influence, The Genius of Opposites, and Creating Introvert-Friendly Workplaces based on that research. This third edition of The Introverted Leader builds on that work as well. Who this book is for? Leaders at any level, including project managers and professionals who must influence others to get results, will find this book valuable. New niche audiences have emerged for the book as part of a burgeoning community, including senior executives, women in professions dominated by men, quiet men, salespeople, people of color, and extroverts who are interested in being more effective team members. If you're a leader of people or projects, you likely have introverts on your team. This book will help you better understand them and maximize their contributions. If you read the last edition, welcome back. You will find a new chapter on leadership in the post-COVID hybrid workplace and more strategies and information to support you on your leadership journey against that backdrop. My background. Frequently, introverted readers and event participants say, "You get me." I can think of no greater compliment. As an extroverted consultant, speaker, trainer, facilitator, and leadership coach for more than 40 years, I realize that I will never truly know what it is like to live inside an introvert's world. I have been influenced by the introverts I set out to influence, I once wrote. That still holds true. A good deal of my learning has emerged from being married to an introvert for 51 years. My spouse, Bill, has taught me to appreciate the values of quiet reflection, listening, and simply slowing down. Bill has led by example, which for me is the best way to learn. Though I am typically energized by people, I have become more comfortable hanging out with myself. I now carve out and welcome the opportunity for solitude and quiet time. My approach. I have interviewed and collected data from hundreds of introverted leaders across a wide range of industries. Some interviews were structured with set questions. Others I conducted in preparation for speeches and training programs. Wearing my journalist's hat, I filled notebooks with observations. I found that posing specific questions on sites like LinkedIn yielded provocative responses from introverts who prefer expressing their ideas and feelings in writing. This third edition also draws on the unique perspectives of leading academics and business thinkers. Book overview. We start off in the introduction by highlighting the definition and benefits of introverted leadership. Chapter 1 focuses on the 6 key challenges that most introverts face at work, including people exhaustion, dealing with a fast pace, getting interrupted, feeling pressure to self-promote, coping with an emphasis on teams, and handling negative impressions. The framework of this book is introduced in Chapter 2, where you'll learn about the 4 P's: prepare, presence, push, and practice. This is based on our research with successful introverted leaders. In reflecting on the steps they've taken to use their natural quiet strengths, these leaders continually describe 4 steps for every leadership scenario they encounter. They prepare well, are present and stay in the moment, push themselves out of their comfort zones, and practice consistently. The 4 P's also serve as an effective coaching tool. In chapters 3-9, you will learn how to apply the steps of the 4 P's process to confidently navigate typical workplace scenarios like leading people, especially in the new workplace, heading up projects, giving presentations, running and contributing to meetings, networking, communicating, coaching, and managing up. Each chapter includes a host of practical tools and approaches for you to immediately apply. Chapter 10 addresses the many benefits you gain by focusing on your strengths. Finally, the study guide at the end of the book helps you pull it all together by syncing up the four P's with your next action steps so that you have a workable way forward. You will find a helpful action plan example and prompts for a brand new quiet wrap-up journal to record your ideas and put them into practice. You can listen to the chapters sequentially, or you can dive selectively into those chapters that pique your interest. My hope is that you will find the lessons contained here helpful in your leadership journey and that you will share your learning with others. The more awareness of introverted leadership we create, the more cultures will become inclusive. I hope you find the process productive and satisfying. Thank you for your willingness to grow and contribute to changing our workplaces for the better.